Are you here, somebody? 1 Peter 3:7. He said, husbands, treat your wife according to what? Knowledge. Not according to instincts. One man and his wife came for counseling. And they said, the husband was complaining. They had had a quarrel earlier in the day. Then at night, the man wanted to do ministry. If you know what I mean. And the wife wanted to talk about what happened when it was time for ministry. And the husband said, how can you be bringing up topic now that he's not doing again? You know. So, I had to explain to him. I said, that hard talking is how she prepares for sex. If something is paining a woman, it's not that she doesn't want to have sex. She can't. She's not in the frame of mind. She won't be in the mood. Because the way women work, when something is peppering them, if they don't talk about it, see, men, you must understand, everything happening in a woman's life goes to her vocal part. If she's very happy, she needs to talk. If she's very sad, she needs to talk. If she doesn't even know how she feels, she needs to talk. That's why not talking to your wife, big mistake. Big mistake, crime. You must be willing. Talk is what you do. Talk is how a woman falls in love. Talk. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? There are about 7 T's. I don't have time to go into all these things. There are about 7 T's that show that your marriage is going down or your relationship is going down. When those things go down, talk is one of them. When talk has gone down, you are no more talking. You're just talking only functional things. Have you paid children's school fees? Have children slept? Give me your account number for children's school fees. Just not talk. You must talk about how you feel. You must talk about us, how we love each other, what's happening, how we met, what's happening in our life. Talk. You must be available to talk. When Adam didn't talk to his wife, Satan talked to his wife. But women must talk. He said, hey, I don't want talking to her, or somebody's talking to her, but that talk. And you don't want to talk to her, talk to herself. Now in a mental situation, you don't want that. Trust me. You're laughing. Pastor Pigeon, I cancel thousands of people every year. And let me tell you now, in confidence, I've canceled many women that have lost their mind. I kid you not. I kid you not. And some of them I've had to tell the man she has lost her mind. I've had to be forced to open up to the man and say, you don't make him Chris. It's tough, but hard to do it. So you don't want her talking to herself. It sounds funny, but it's not funny. Not one. Canceling clothes because I don't treat psychiatric cases. That's not my area. So that talk, don't play with it. There are about 7 areas. I don't want to go into them today. That's a different message when I come next time. But talk is one of them. The 7 T's, talk. Talk must be flowing. Next one is touch. Touch. A woman needs a certain amount of meaningful touches a day. You can't be married to a woman the only time you touch her, you don't want to have sex. You must touch. If you're in church like this, put your hand around her, hold her hand, touch her thigh. You must be touching. What's funny, Pastor? Okay, you're touching your wife. I've been seeing you since. I wanted to give you an honorarium. I've been seeing you doing your ministry. I've been seeing you doing ministry since. But that's the correct thing. A woman doesn't want to be touched. She needs to be touched. That's how she's wired. She needs touch. You know, men don't understand that because men only need touch in one area. I've said it before when I came here. Men need touch only one. So that's what they don't understand. A woman's body is about 10 or 20 times softer than a man's body. Her function determines how her frame is. A man's function is hunting. So his body has to be hard to enter bush, for the bush not to cut you, for the grass not to cut you. So all his body's hard. Only one place is sensitive in a man's body, which I can't mention now. The rest is rugged. So he doesn't feel anything anywhere else. So he can enter bush, can fight, he can do anything, and his body will survive. A woman's body is totally opposite, very soft. Because of her function, she carries babies. You can't carry babies with this kind of strong body. So all her woman's body is soft. Everywhere in a woman's body is sensitive to touch. So that's why when sex wants to happen, a man usually just goes straight to where he has feelings. He thinks that seems to be a woman. That's why I say, you can't do marriage based on instincts. You must keep learning like this. So a man wants to have sex, he just goes straight to the point. Because he doesn't have feelings any other place. He thinks the woman is a woman, so he just touches straight. And that thing irritates women. That what? What's the problem? She doesn't understand what's going on. We're just watching film now. Just touch me like this. Anything? Because you don't understand. And the same thing with the woman. When the woman wants to be cozy with her husband, he's rubbing her hair, rubbing his shoulder. And the man say, what? You can see I'm reading something. You're disturbing me. You are disturbing. I'm reading now. You can see now I'm answering people. Because touching a man's head is no feelings. But you see, we are touching each other how we like to be touched. A woman wants you to, don't go straight to the point. Touch every other place. They are all sensitive equally. So touch her head, her scalp, her neck, her shoulder. They are part of it. It gets her in the mood. For a man, don't waste your time with all those things. You are disturbing him. Go straight to the point. That understanding, as it's funny like this, it can save your marriage. You wonder why your husband was there. That's why. He has no feeling any other place. So as a man now, you will learn. To get her in the mood, you will start rubbing her body from morning. Rub her back, rub her shoulder, hug her, peck her, touch her neck, her head. Everywhere has feelings. That's why I say a woman needs touch. Not that she wants touch, she needs touch. Men don't understand this. That's why men go straight to the point. Because men are, they can go 0 to 100 in 1 second. They can, boom, they can just get ready. A woman can't get ready for sex like that. Even if she wanted, she can't. That's why that woman needed to talk. She wanted to have sex too. The way that's her foreplay. You say, I want to have sex. She said, yes, I want to have sex. But let's talk first so that I can be in there. When I remove this thing. But your man is saying, I've already removed my clothes. You are wasting time. No. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So, number one, talk. Talk about what's going on. Number two, what? Touch. Number three, trust. Trust. When trust goes down in a marriage, the marriage is dying. Can I trust you with my money? Can I trust you with my time, with information? If you tell me you are coming home 4 o'clock, can I trust you? If you tell me you are somewhere, can I trust you are there? And see, trust must be rebuilt if you have lost it. You can't tell somebody trust you. That's not how it works. You earn trust. You don't ask for trust. Are you here? Some of you have broken trust before and you're just angry now that they don't trust you again. That's not the attitude to have. If you have broken trust before, you need to earn trust. I've told men all the time, in particular, if you have broken trust before, and you're outside, your wife is calling you, you can't block the call. That's suspicious. Pick the call. In fact, don't even wait for her to call you. Once you are out by a certain time, and you know this is the time she'll be worried, you call her. That's how to rebuild trust. And do a video call. You know you have misbehaved before. Don't wait for her. You know you already know how she's thinking. Women are naturally suspicious. You should not have to tell you yourself. Just call her. Hey, how are you, my dear? I'm with Vision. And so on. So you are showing her everywhere. She didn't ask you. But you know what she's thinking. See everybody here. We are in the marriage without tears. See all my friends. We are here. She didn't ask you. But you are answering the question in her heart. That's how to be a smart man. But many men will pick you. You're monitoring me. You're controlling me. Why won't she monitor you? The last time she left you, you went astray. Why won't she monitor you? You're acting like you have not committed offense before. All right? So number one is what? Talk. Must be going on. Number two is what? Touch. Number three is what? Number four is togetherness. If these things are going down, your marriage is going down. How much of... Why are people laughing? I'll start to teach you next time. I don't know. I got stuff for four. So they will bring me next year. Yes? Thank you. I will stop at four. Buy my books. Tell Pastor Sunday to bring me next year. Togetherness. If you're no more doing things together, your marriage is already ending. You must be doing things together. Do things to see. Good couples are compatible by chance. Great couples are compatible by choice. All right? Good couples are compatible by chance. That means we just wait till when we have to do something together. That's what we do together. No. Great couples are compatible by choice. That means we determine that there are 10 things we must do together every day. Or every week. You go for walks together. Go for walks together. It takes some intentionality to maintain togetherness. It can't happen by chance. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Many people are trying to leave it to chance. You don't have my chance. My wife goes for her walk early in the morning. Me, I go for my walk later in the morning or sometimes at night. So sometimes I make her go for walks 2 times. Because she would have gone for her own early morning walk with some of her team members that are here. She would go for walk early in the morning. Then me, I wake up later. I don't want to go to work around 10 a.m. for my walk around 10 a.m. or sometimes in the night. And I will ask her, I say, honey, do you have power? Let's go for a walk. Is intentional. Do you understand? And men, you must understand when you're asking, when you're talking to, you see, like I said, I wish I could enter men's minds sometimes, just coach them. You must understand that a woman is not a literal being. A woman expects you to know things. So, at those beginning stages, I say, honey, do you have power to take a walk? You say, I'm not sure. Persuade her. Don't say, okay, stay. She wants to know you want her to come. Not that she's a disturbance to you. You get what I'm saying? So persuade her. Say, honey, I would really like for you to come. It will make me feel good to spend time with you. She will have power. Most intentional. Have baths together as a couple. How do you marry that you don't bath together? So how do you scrub your back? Eh? Abuja bathroom is small. I didn't hear what you said. So how are they washing their back, married people? So you don't bath together? That's weird. Of course you must bath together. Do things together. Togetherness. Somebody get what I'm saying? Must be intentional. Sometimes eat together. You must drive in the car together. Even if you have more than one car. Do some togetherness. It must be intentional. You can't leave it to chance. That's number what? Four. Should I give one more? Yes. Time. There's a certain amount of hours every couple need to spend together a week. If it's not being spent together, that marriage is already in crisis mode. It means you are spending that time with somebody else or something else. And that's crisis for the marriage, potentially. Time. And listen, sometimes to spend time requires sacrifice. See, this marriage thing requires sacrifice. There's no easy way. There's no cheap way to do marriage. Many people are looking for the cheapest possible way to do it. There's no cheap way. It will cost you. Marriage with what? That's why we started with scripture. We started with that he that must marry, we have trouble in the flesh. We have inconveniences. It will cost you. You must never give your spouse the idea that something else is more important than them. Especially work. Or your friends. You must spend quality time with each other. And quality time is not always just, you know, being together and doing two different things. You're both together, but you're on your phones. So you're really not together. Watch a movie together. Spend time together. Talk, gist, focus on each other. That's what quality time is. Travel together. See, if you're a married couple, it's a crime not to be traveling together. It's a punishable offense. Why am I saying this? See, I'm not just telling you things from the blues. You know what the Bible said? I've taught it here before, and I'm sure your pastor would have taught it. In Deuteronomy, they say he that marries should go on leave for 1 year. It's Bible. That the man that marries should go on leave for 1 year to be cheering up his wife. I know many people can't afford it now, but that was the biblical thing they said then, Old Testament. And the reason was because so that you can spend time with each other. You must always uproot yourself from your area to another place where you will not be distracted by daily activity. Because where your life is structured, where you live now, there's already a set of activities you do every day. And they have those activities are planned without you and your spouse being together. But when you go on a vacation, you're in a new environment, both of you can focus on each other. Have loads of sex and spend time together. Are you here, somebody? See each other. The distraction of work is not there. The distraction of children are not there. Leave the children with grandma. Leave the children with somebody. Lock them in the cupboard. And punch hole, let them be getting air. Don't do that. Don't do that, too. Please. But let somebody else take care of the kids. Go on a vacation. And listen. Vacation doesn't have to be expensive. I've taught you this thing. This romance doesn't need money. It's just men that have to struggle with it. It doesn't need money. When we got married, we went on honeymoon. Our honeymoon was in Ghana. It wasn't abroad. Ghana is not abroad. Ghana is not abroad. It wasn't abroad. And we didn't go by air. We went by road. You can make anything fun. Make a road trip. We went by road. And we didn't have money for hotel. We stayed in a friend's house. The person we stayed wasn't our friend. It was our friend's friend. So that's where I started. Now I fly business class. I stay Marriott or any good hotel I like. But it didn't start like that at all. We went by road to Ghana. We stayed in a friend's house. We didn't know the person before. We never met him before. He's our friend. I say he has a friend. So don't think what I'm telling you is theory. I didn't start from where I am now. But that spending time away, spending time together, is compulsory for every couple. If you live in Abuja, you can take by road, go to one neighboring state and stay there for 1 week. If you can't afford the hotel, stay in it. Don't go by where there are kidnappers on the road. Find road that is clear. Go to, if you don't have a house, there must be an uncle, an auntie you can spend time with. No distractions. And just spend time. You must invest time. One of the best things that happened to us, you know, that looked like a bad thing when it was happening, when we got married and we didn't have children for the first 8 years, it helped us spend time. No distraction. That we are still riding on that foundation because all we had was each other. We couldn't just see another person. You can't marry and you still have your best friend is not is somebody else. Your wife should be your best friend. Your husband should be your best friend. Spend time together. Are you here, somebody? Travel. Go on vacation. It can be weekend. It can be weekend. But just go to a new place and stay. Now, if you're not married, it's not you I'm talking to. Because single gets to say, you can't be building an ungodly relationship and be expecting a godly spouse. Because that's what many people are doing. They do ungodly relationship and they expect their husband or wife to be godly. It's something godly can come out of something ungodly. Is somebody going up and say, were you blessed tonight? Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah.